Today's daf in Masechet Yoma brought to you from Yerushalayim Ir HaKodesh is as good as gold, and it's daf Pei Zayin. So the Mishnah said, HaOmer Echtev Yashuv, Echtev Yashuv. So Ein Ma Speaking B'Yodo, what is the reason to repeat those words? Lomali Lomimer Echtev Yashuv, Echtev Yashuv, Trei Zimne. The halacha that if a person relies on Teshuvah in order to do a chait, is true about once. It's not a din in doing it more than once. So why does it repeat it, Bichlal? Says the Gemara, it's repeating it as a remez to Rav Huna's halacha. Ked Rav Huna Amarav. The Omer Rav Huna Amarav, Kivan Shavar Adam Avera Veshanaba, Hutralo. So as we said, when a person does an Avera twice, he no longer sees it as an Avera. And therefore, so we ask, Hutralo Salkataitach? What, you mean that it really is mutter? It means naaseit lo keheter, and therefore being merame is two different inyanim here. One is the echtev yashuv, and the other is, since we mentioned it, that it's done twice, so it means also there's an issue about doing an avera twice. Then the Mishnah says, echtev yom ha-kippurim mechaper, ein yom ha-kippurim mechaper. So then that seems to be saying not like Rebbe. Because Rebbe said, remember, kol averot shebatorah bein asat teshuvah bein lo asat teshuvah yom ha-kippurim mechaper. So therefore, what's the difference, what the guy says? It's not dependent on how he feels about it. It's just the reality of Yom Kippur. So who cares if he said echtav yashuv? No, that doesn't follow logically. It's certainly possible that afilu teima Rebbe, but agav is different. Agav shiny. If the very thing that was supposed to be the kapora is the thing that made him do the chait. Namely, he's relying on Yom Kippur. He's like, since Yom Kippur is coming, so I can afford to do the chait, Yom Kippur will take care of it. So there even Rebbe may be moda that. And of course, you're basically canceling the impact of Yom Kippur by utilizing it to be chote, that he would agree that it doesn't work. It's not that he doesn't, your attitude doesn't matter. Okay, furthermore, the Mishnah said, Averot shebein adam l'makom, Yom HaKippur is mechaper. But when it comes to bein adam l'chaver, Yom HaKippur is not mechaper until his meratze is friend. Romi le Rav Yosef barchavu le Rabbi Abo. There seems to be a contradiction. Averot shebein adam l'chaver, ein Yom HaKippur is mechaper. But didn't Eli HaKohen, didn't he say to his children when he was telling them that they should do teshuva and that the way that they've been acting with the korbanos is a bizoyan? So he tells them, im yechate ish leish upila lo Elohim, which seems to mean that if one person is chayte against another person, so then he can go to God and God will accept his sorrow, that he's being mispalo for forgiveness. So pilolo is a getter of to be mipalel, to be able to appease him and so on. Says the Gemara, no, it doesn't mean God. It means the courts. Upilolo Elohim is a loshen of vinatnu biflilim. Meaning that the person, if it's a question between two people, they can always go to court. Fine. But this is not the issue with you guys. With you guys, what are you going to do? The court can't decide this. You got to do tshuva. That's what he was saying. Wait a minute. So then he uses the same word, Eli, in the end of the pasuk. He tells his children, in the end, how do you explain that? Yehachi ema seifa. V'im la'ashem yechta'ish mit palelo. So if he goes and sins against God, who's going to judge him? Because now you're saying the word pilolo means to judge. What kind of craziness is that? What do you mean, who's going to judge him? Well, you think God has a problem of finding a shliach to be able to punish this guy? You know, a bee can sting him and he'll drop dead from an allergic reaction. What kind of stupid question is that? Who's going to take care of him? No, that, here's what it means. Okay, you're right. Elohim means God, doesn't mean the courts. But it means like this. Im yechata ish le'ish. Ufilalo Elohim. So what that means is that the idea is if, don't read that ufilalo Elohim, read it. Im yechta ish leish. Ufilalo. So then it means that if the person will go and be mavakish bechila from the ish, then Elohim yemicholo. So then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will forgive him, which is exactly what we're saying now. And that on the other end, but im la Hashem yechata ish mitpalel ba'ado? Who's going to be the one that's going to appease HaKadosh Baruch Hu, huh? It's going to be your own tshuva, ma'asim tovim. So therefore, I'm telling you, as your father, you should do tshuva, ma'asim tovim, in order to be mitakein. And this, we have now a number of very nice ma'asim. Om Rebbe Yitzchak, kol ha'maknit et chavero afilu bidvarim. Somebody who got someone upset, even though he didn't do anything to him, he just said something not nice to him, he still is mechuyev to be mefayesim. He has to ask him mechila, shenemar, b'ni, im arafta l'reyecha, you became a guarantor for your friend, takata l'zar kapecha, what, you stuck out your hand to shake hands on a deal that somebody else was really responsible for? You're an idiot. But, you know, it's too late. And what about if no kashta b'imrek picha? What if you've become now entrapped by the words of your own mouth? So they're referring to two different things. First of all, you took responsibility, let's say, for somebody else's loan. Or you said something that you shouldn't have said. Well, I'll tell you what you got to do, says Shlomo HaMelech. Kibata b'kafreyecha, you're now in his hands. There's nothing much to do. So first is lechi trapes. The first part is lechi trapes, is go and haterlo pisat yad, open up your wallet, buddy, and pay up. The bank ain't going to accept excuses. You signed, you're dead. As far as the second part is concerned, urahav reyecha. Rahav reyecha means make a fool of yourself and turn this guy into a king, the guy that's upset with you, if that's what you got to do. Just keep following around and make sure that he's meichel you. Say, im mamon yesh biyadicha, hater lo pisat yad. That's the lashon we're learning, is hitrapes. Hitrapes literally means to abase yourself, or to make a fool of yourself, which is also true about the last part, but also means hater lo pisat yad, open up your palm, meaning get that money out. V'im lav, if it's something, it's not money, but it's about making him forgive you. Arbe alav reim, bring lots of friends to rahav reyecha. So it means make this guy a ruler with all of the people that you're going to get to talk to him. Please be meichel so and so. Oy vavoy. Omrav chista, tzorech lefaiso b'sholay shura shoshloy shubnei adam. If the person won't be meichel you, so you have to go to him three times, each time with three different people that know him that are going to be mavakish b'chila from him for you. Shenemar, the lashon of his yasur, it's the lashon of his shura. So then make a shura around this guy and see to it, mini an shura ein pachos b'shlosha, and tell him, chatasi, yashar ha'aveti, velo shaveli. Now this is three separate ramazim to be mavakish, right? Chatasi, yashar ha'aveti, lo shavali. So you see that what Eov is saying is that you've got to do this three people three times. Om Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Chanina, kol mevakesh mato mechavero. A person is mevakesh from a friend and he doesn't respond, al yevakesh mimenu yoter mishalosh pamim. Don't turn the guy into an idiot. Because if he keeps refusing to be meichel you, first of all, you're just being machshel him. And second of all, you don't owe him more than that. Shenema v'yata, we find that the brothers of Yosef, even there, when it was terrible what they had done, but they only asked basically three times. So after Yaakov Avinu was nifter, and they came and they bowed down to Yosef, and they say, Ona, sona, pesha, achecha, v'chatasa. Then they say, V'yata sona, l'pesha avde Elohi avicha. And then they talk, Kira agim alucha. So that means that three times, and that's all, that they were mevakesh. More than that, you shouldn't be mevakesh. And imate, if the person that you sinned against has died in between, we'll see a little bit on Ahmed Bey's about whether it's even mutter. And if he died, you 10 people you bring with you to stand on his grave, and you say, Chatasi l'Hashem Elokei Yisrael v'liploni shechavalti bo. And here, this is Nogea, the point of that Moshe Forman had raised previously, that over here, since the impact and the discussion is not directly to this person, you mention first the Chatazil Hashem Elokei Yisrael, you see? But where you're talking to the person directly, it doesn't say anything about talking about Chatazil Hashem Elokei Yisrael. So this is precisely the point that we were mentioning earlier, Moshe. Rabbi Yirmiyah, Havilei Milta L'Rab Abba Bade. Now, Rab Abba was upset with Rabbi Yirmiyah. Rabbi Yirmiyah had done something to him. So Rabbi Yirmiyah went in order to get Mechila, and he sat down on the doorway to Rab Abba's house. So Ozal Eite Vadashed Rab Abba. And as Rab Abba's maid is throwing out the dirty water from the house, a little bit of the drips of water hit actually Rabbi Yirmiyah. So he's got this wastewater on his head. So he says, "Oy vavoy, asauni kashpa, they've turned me into a garbage dump." Kora anavshe, so he said, "That's me ashpot yarim evyon, now that I'm a garbage dump. So now halavai the pusik should be mikuyam me ashpot yarim evyon. Now that I've become garbage, I should become back Yarum." Anyway, so Rabbi Abba hears him. Says, "Oh my God, Rabbi Yirmiyah, they threw the chamber pot on him." Shoma Rabbi Abba v'nafik lape. So Rabbi Abba hears and he comes out to him, and he says to Rabbi Yirmiyah, "Hash the tzrichlan omevag adaitach. Now I have to be ask mechila from you because this is the way my maid treated you. Oh my God, this is my fault." That you have to make yourself into a nothing in order that someone else should be you. So now I feel that I owe you a mechila. Rabbi Zera, when Rabbi Zera was angry at somebody and they had done something wrong to him, he would go out of his way. He would pass in front of the person many times, so that the person would finally realize, you know, I have an opportunity to ask a mechila. In order, it says my internet's unstable. I hope everybody can hear me okay.
We missed one sentence.
Okay. All right. So he would bedavka expose himself multiple times to the person that should ask a mechila, so that the guy will get the idea of asking a mechila. This is tremendous ma'aser of Shlomo Zalman, that there was someone that had given this speech saying terrible things about him and his piskei halachos, and he said, "I'm Aretz." Anyway, Rav Shlomo Zalman saw this guy walking from his window in Shari Chesed down the street from me, and he runs out to the guy and he starts talking to him and learning and asking him questions, and so the guy finally got the message that, you know, maybe he's doing this on purpose to give me an opportunity to ask him a chila. But exactly from this maisa of Rabbi Zera. Rav once had a problem with a certain guy in town, a butcher in town, who had not treated Rav properly. And the butcher a whole year did not come to ask mechila from Rav. Tremendous chutzpah. Anyway, Erev Yom Kippur, Rav says, "Listen, I'm going to go into Yom Kippur, and this guy is going to be chayev because of me. Let me go to him, and he'll realize that he should ask me mechila." So, b'malah Yom de Kippur, Omar Ihu, Izel Ana Lefayusele. So, let me go to him, and maybe he'll realize that he has to. So, Lefayusele does not mean to be mefayus him. It means to bring about a pius. So I should cause a pius to happen between us. In other words, to reconciliation. Let's create a matzav of reconciliation. But, I mean, it's mashma from here that it's not going to help you to be meichel somebody, stam, that's not the right thing to do. And that, of course, this is included in the chiev of techocha. If you're just going to be meichel the guy and you're not going to make it necessary for him to be metakein, so then you're going to be over on a mitzvah, and you're doing an isra say. So in all of these cases, the people went out of their way to get the other person to ask mechila, but not to sit there and say, "Okay, I'm mechilim, it's okay." Now the Rambam does bring that in a case where you're dealing with somebody who is basically brainless, and it is hediot bioter, and he just does not understand life, that there it is mutter to be meichel the person and not to be mochiach. But that's a special case where you feel that he's beyond help and that nothing's going to get him to ask you mechila. So anyway, so he decided he's going there. So as he's walking, Rav Huna meets him. So Amar Lei, La'echa Ka'azomar, so where's Rebbe going? Amar Lei, I'm going to that butcher, you know, I'm trying to reconciliate with him, Erev Yom Kippur, L'piyus Ilaplanya. So Rav Huna said, oh my God, Ozil Abel Miktel Nafshe, he says he's about to murder somebody. Sure enough, Ozal V'kamei Luye, so Rav stands over there by the butcher shop, and the butcher is busy, Avika Yosef, Avika Pali Reisha, and he's breaking the bones on a skull, which requires a lot of banging. So Doli Ene, the butcher, looks up, and he sees Rav standing there. So he says to them, get out of here, man. Abad, Zil, let le miltabadach. I have no interest in talking to people like you. At that moment, Badi de Kapoli Reisha, a piece of bone shot out, hit the guy in his throat, and killed him on the spot. Rav Huna was right. Rav, Havipasik Sidra Kameda Rebbe, and Rav was saying over in order to learn together. So Rav used to say over psukim, and then they would discuss the meaning of the psukim. So they would learn the Parshas HaShavua together, or they would learn Parshas Tanakh together. So he was saying this over in front of Rebbe. Okay. So meanwhile, Ayel Ata Rav Chiya. So Rav Chiya wanted to learn with them. So he started over again. Hodel Reish. He goes back to the beginning. He's in the middle. Bar Kapora walks in. Bar Kapora also wants to join. Fine. Goes back to the beginning. He's in the middle of learning again. Reb Shimon, Rebbe's son, comes in. Again, Rav goes back to the beginning. Okay, we'll start over again. I see it's not so bad when we do that in Shir, huh? So anyway, then Reb Chanina Bar Chama came in, and he also wanted to join up. So Rav lost patience. He says, what the heck? How many times am I supposed to go back to the beginning over here? And he didn't go back. Lo hada. Rebbe Chanina was very angry. So Rav went 13 years in a row. Rav went, it was Erev Yom Kippur, and Rebbe Chanina would not be meichel him. So okay, the question is, mashma over here, that you are supposed to go back more than three times. So that's what interests us now. Ask the Gemara, how could Rav go back 13 years? The Amar Rebbe Yosef, Rebbe Chanina, kolam avakish mato mechavero, al yavakish v'menu yoter mishalosh pa'amim. Mashwa from the Gemara, that al yavakish means that it's usher to be mavakish. We're asking, how are you allowed to do it? Rav Shaini. So this is a question. Rav Shaini, does Rav Shaini mean Rav was different because he was machmer on himself because he held it was mutter? Or, like most Rishonim learn, Rabbo Shaini. And that means that he held Rebbe Chanina as a Rebbe. It wasn't his Rebbe Muvak, but he felt that this halacha, that, and this is the Rambam Paskin's halacha, that if somebody has to apologize to his Rebbe, then he has to go back an infinite number of times. It's only to another person that he doesn't have to go back. Ask the Gemara, but how do we explain Rebbe Chanina's behavior? What do you mean, Rebbe Chanina refused to be meichel? I mean, it's just silly, isn't it? I mean, how could Rebbe Chanina have done this? Somebody who is not aimed on his own, you know, rights, and he's, no, Yedidia, I see you're trying to leave. Just step back. What? Back you come. So if the person is meichel, so then ma'virin lo, this is an amazing thing, because, I mean, it's what it's saying. It's saying that if a person is ma'vir his midas ha'din, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu is ma'vir his midas ha'din from this person on every single chait that he did. You understand the implications of such a thing? I mean, this is a serious maimer. So a person can feel totally hopeless about his situation, and he feels himself as being a big Russia. And if he's Maver al Midesav, everything changes. It's an amazing thing. So anyway, how is it possible that Rebbe Chanina would be Makbid? Doesn't make sense. No. Obviously, there were things going on in the background that you got to know about, okay? Rebbe Chanina basically had a dream. And in this dream, he saw that Rav was hanging on a palm tree. Now, there's a Kabbalah that we have that anybody who is hanging on a palm tree in a dream is destined to become a Rosh Hashiva. So Rabbi Hanina was thinking to himself, now, wait a minute. I'm the Rosh Hashiva around here. And if Rav is meant to be a Rosh Hashiva, then as we know, Ein Malchut no Gat Bechaverta Afilu Kumlo Nima. And therefore, that means I'm going to drop dead to let Rav be a Rosh Hashiva. I don't want to drop dead to let Rav be a Rosh Hashiva. Let him be a Rosh Hashiva somewhere else. So because of that, he kept being makpid on Rav until Rav was so uncomfortable that Rav went to Bovel, where he became a Rosh Hashiva. So that's what was going on. So because of that, Omar, Shmamina Boyle Mevad Rishusa, you see that Rav is going to become a Rosh? So therefore, Loit Payez, let me make pretend that I'm angry. Let him be the Rosh Hashiva in Bovel. They desperately need somebody like Rav there. And I would desperately like to live a bit. So it all works out for the best. Tana Rabbana. Mitzvahs vidui erev yom ha-kippurim. Im chashecha. The actual mitzvah is really chal as it starts to become chashecha. The thing is, which would mean that he already ate his Suda Mafsekes, and he was already Mekabel, the Tosefes Yom HaKippurim, like we saw before. Aval Amru Chachamim Yitvadeh Kodem Shiocha V'yishteh. The Chachamim said, you should say a Vidui before having a Suda. Shema Titarev Da'ato B'Suda. Rashi, okay, Titarev Da'ato, the Rambam learns, means that something can happen, you may die, you'll choke or something. Okay, the simple meaning, Titarev Dato, is that maybe you'll become you'll drink wine or something, and you'll get drunk. So that's a dvar kalkala. So, okay, but the Rambam learns that it means shema. Maybe had a different girsa, but he says shema yechanek, and therefore you'll never be able to say you are vidui. But even though you said the vidui early, you should say it again. Because maybe you did an Aveira at the Suda. Shemeira Dvar Kokala Besuda. And Afapish Yitvadeh Arvit. Yitvadeh Shacharit. Now, this halacha of saying another Vidui, we do say the Vidui before eating, right? So, Mincha, we say the Vidui in Erev Yom HaKippurim. This story about here, to say another Vidui before the Vidui of Mairev. So, that's where the Minna comes from for people. After Mincha, after Kol Nidre, that people say those viduyim that people wrote. And that's, the Mishnah Berurah says that's where it comes from. It comes from this Gemara, that minhag. V'af ha-pish yitvadeh arvit, yitvadeh shacharit. Yitvadeh shacharit, yitvadeh b'musav. Yitvadeh b'musav, yitvadeh again b'mincha. You were misvada b'mincha, you should be misvada again in Ne'ila, because each one of those viduyim are part of the inyan of Yom Kippur, the way the Rambam learns, the way the Ramban learns, it's because it could be that maybe you did something that requires viduy in the middle of the day, and therefore since Yom Kippur is only mechaper at the end, and we want to make sure that you don't do anything and maybe you'll miss your last opportunity for viduy. Ve'echan omro, where do you say the vidui? So the Vyochid says the vidui after finishing the Amida. Again, which is what we do. We finish everything up, and then we start with all of those long viduyim, Al-Chet Shechatano, and so on. But the Shliach Tzibur, he says this in the actual Brocha. So after he makes the Shalash Rishonos, so in the middle of the fourth Brocha, which is the main Amida for him, and then you have the Shalash Achronos, which you always have. So then because of that, that's where you put in the vidui. And that is in contradistinction then when you add, when you say the closing to the bracha, so it's been closed on the vidui itself. My Omar, so what exactly is the correct thing that you should say with the vidui? So Rav says you should say, Ata yodea raze olam, this is what we have, the old atako face ko chadre boten. Ein kol davar ne'elam mimecha, ein nistar mineged einecha. And then you say, V'cheini hi ratzon, shetimcho lano al kol chataseinu. and so on, right? So that pasuk, which, by the way, the Rambam actually brings in his Nusach HaTfilas at the end of Sefer Av. And what's interesting is that he brings it in the Lashon of Rabbi, the way that we had it, which we said was wrong, which is the Slicha should come first and then and the Kapara should come at the end, but he brings it with the Girsa of the Gemara earlier. Shmuel says, you say the Tfila of Mima'amake HaLev. I don't know what that Tfila is. Rashi says it's some Tfila. So that never caught on. Levi says that, no, that's basically what you say together with the Vidui, is that you say the Pasuk, Ki Bayom Hazeh Yichaper Aleichem, which we say, but it sort of closes up the Vidui, and that's in Achrei Mos, Ki Bayom Hazeh Yichaper Aleichem, L'Taher Eschem, Michot Chataseichem, Lifnei Hashem Titaru, that's part of your Vidui. Rabbi Yochanan says, what you say is that whole thing about Ribon Olamim, Lo Atzit Kosinu, Anachlum Apilim, Tachanun, Enu Lefanecha, Ki Arachamecha Rabim, that which is said in the morning also, every day before we get to the actual tefillah itself. So that's what you should say on Yom Kippur with the Vidui. Rabbi Yehuda says, you should say, Ki Avonotenu Rabu Milim, Lo Atvachatotenu, Atzmu Misaper, and that, in fact, even though the Rambam has that, Nosach, we don't say that. We say that other thing about stealing, atanoten yad l'poshim, and so on, which is about doing tshuva for any money that you might owe. Rav Amnuna says, Elohai, ad shelo notzarti eni kedai, achshav shenotzarti kilo lo notzarti, ofra ani b'chayai, kavachomer b'mitati, harei ani lefanecha kichli malei busha, and so on. That is what Rava used to say all year round. And this is Rav Amnuna Zutta used to make this his after saying Al Chait on Yom Kippur. So this is, maybe it was his entire. We say this after the Al Chait. Omar Mazutra. Lo Amran, all of these things are nice things to say where you haven't yet said the real Iker HaVidui. And that is, and this is where the Rambam gets the Psak, that Iker Vidui Yom HaKippurim is Aval Anachnu Chatanu. So it's only if you didn't say that Aval Anachnu Chatanu and so on, and you say the whole thing, Sarnu Mimitzvotecha, Mishpatecha Tovim. So there, once you said that, then you've basically said the Iker Vidui of Yom HaKippurim, and you don't need to say anything else. Because the Omar Baham Dure, I could tell you that I was standing there in front of Shmuel, watching Shmuel's Hanhaga on Yom Kippur, and Shmuel was sitting during the davening. And then when it came to the point that the Shliach Tzibur said, Aval Anachnu Chatanu, Shmuel got up and said that vidui with him. So I learned from there, and this is the Lashon of the Rambam, Shema mina ikar vidui hayu, and that's literally the Rambam's Lashon. Ikar vidui Yom HaKippurim, and then he brings this tefillah. Tznan hatam, now as we've pointed out many times, the ikar vidui of Yom Kippur is not the vidui on chait, which is done with tshuva. You will not be yotze with this vidui. As the Rambam paskens in the beginning of Hilchos Teshuva and later on in Perek Beis. But this is specifically because Yom HaKippurim, the idea of vidui is to be begetter l'shavim, and that means that you have to be makir that Yom Kippur is coming to be mitaken on the things that you did. So there you need to recognize what it is that you did. That's the ikar vidui. Aval anachnu chatanu. That's the ikar vidui. But it's not a vidui that is a kosher vidui for tshuva. Tanan asa. So now in the Mishnah Tainis, it says, b'shlosha prakim b'shanah kohanim nosim et kapiyem arba'a pa'imim bayom. So there's three times where the kohanim will say birchas kohanim four times. Shachris, musaf, mincha, ne'ilah. And when is that? Elohim shlosha prakim. The ta'aniyot, where we have an additional Mincha, Ne'ilah. Of course, the Gemara points out over there that there's no Musaf on the Taniyot. And it says, it doesn't mean that on these three occasions they will be Nisi Yadayim four times. It means on these three occasions, they will be Nisi Yadayim at every occasion of Tefillah. Even though normally at Mincha we don't because of Shichrus, but on Taniyot and Ma'amadot, where there's no Shichrus, and on Yom HaKippurim, where there actually are four times that you could say Birkas Kohani. What is the meaning of Ni'ilah? Ni'ilat Sha'arim. Rav says Ni'ilah is an actual extra Amidah, which is, of course, what we do, and the way the Gemara is going to prove in the end. Shmuel says, no, you don't have a whole Amidah for Ni'ilah. You just say the Ma'anu, Ma'chayenu, and all of that. It's basically a tefillah that surrounds the tefillah of the vidui that you're going to be saying. We do say this, but we say it at the end of the Amida of Ni'ilah, right? But Shmuel said it's all that you have to say, and there is no need for seven brachas. Meitveh, so they asked on Shmuel from the Brice, it says Beferish, or Yom HaKippurim mitpalal sheva mitvadeh. So for Ma'ariv, you have to say an Amida of seven brachas and vidui. Shachris mitpalal sheva mitvadeh. Mutzav mitpalal sheva mitvadeh. Mincha mitpalal sheva mitvadeh. Ne'ilah, mitpalal sheva mitvadeh. And your chotem bevidui. So says Rabbi Meir, the Chachomim say you're mitpalal sheva. And if you want to be chotem bevidui, you can be chotem. Fine. But meanwhile, you see clearly that there is definitely an Amida during Ne'ilah. To Yufta, the Shmuel, to Yufta. And this is absolutely the idea of requiring four separate tefillahs.